This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how to attain ultimate perfection. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is such an honor to be here at your service, dear brothers and sisters. We're talking about how to attain ultimate perfection. Now, of course, this is a subject which takes, you know, a lot of time and a lot of research, and it can't simply be answered in a very short time frame, but, you know, why not try? How to attain ultimate perfection? If we were to bring it down, you know, to its very basic fundamentals, of course, keeping in mind that this is something that, you know, hours and hours and perhaps a whole lifetime can be spent on trying to understand this idea of how do you attain ultimate perfection and the ups and downs that are on this path. But it comes down to really two things. One is to do those things which are wajib upon us, they are obligatory upon us, and the other is to refrain from those things which are haram upon us, those things which have been prohibited to us and prohibited from us, we shouldn't be doing, is what we're trying to say. So if you do that which Allah wants you to do, and you don't do that which Allah doesn't want you to do, then you will attain ultimate perfection. Now, we have to be, you know, very careful in the idea that this is a very fundamental and it's a basic, and the stronger this basic becomes, you know, the closer we become to ultimate perfection. Now, we do have to keep in mind, though, that along this road of trying to attain ultimate perfection, in our Islamic lifestyle, of course, we're going to run into obstacles and hardships and trials. And it is at that point and time when we face those hardships and those trials and those difficulties that we have to be able to persevere, be strong, be steadfast, and pass those trials. And as we continue to pass trials and we continue to succeed in the different tests that come about in our life as we try to attain ultimate perfection, we will continue to become closer to attaining perfection, especially when it comes to our Islamic lifestyle. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about how to attain ultimate perfection. Of course, in the last segment, we did make it very clear that this is not necessarily something that can, you know, be easily solved, you know, in such a short amount of time on our program. Of course, we said that, you know, this can take a whole lifetime to really fully understand in its depth and its profundity and how complex and beautiful it is. But at the same time, we said that just as Islam is a simple religion which has come to make life easy, even this ultimate success and this ultimate perfection, the fundamental, you know, key aspect to it is also quite simple. And that is that, you know, we should do what Allah wants us to do and has commanded us to do, and we don't do what Allah has commanded us to not do. And yes, it does seem simple, but the closer we go towards attaining perfection, you know, we will find that there will be times where trials and difficulties will come into play, you know, and will prevent us in one way or the other from not committing sins, and it will prevent us from committing good things. So on both sides, somehow, some trial, some difficulty, some problem, some situation will come up in which it'll be an obstacle or a hurdle for us in trying to do what we're supposed to do, or on the other hand, in trying to not do what we're not supposed to do. So, you know, it'll become incredibly easy to commit a sin, or it'll become incredibly hard to do that thing which is obligatory upon us. And it is in those specific places in our life that we have to be very careful. We have to beg Allah, the Almighty, for help so that we can pass those trials and those tests. And really, in the end, so that we can achieve that beautiful, that pure, and that blessed and that honorable Islamic lifestyle that we are all searching for.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.